Welcome to the Cybersecurity Expert Podcast, where you learn from the best cybersecurity minds, helping MSPs become cybersecurity heroes for your small business clients. And now, here's your host, Cybersecurity Sherpa, Jennifer Bleem.
Well, hello, and thank you so much for joining us for today's podcast. I am very excited to interview today Chase Norlin. Chase is the CEO of Transmosis. They are a leading cybersecurity workforce company. And out of that venture, they have created a solution for micro businesses. This is a security service that if you are in the MSP world, if you are starting out in the security space, or if you are looking to build a more robust security package, Transmosis is a name you're going to want to remember. They have a great partner program. We're going to be talking about all things related to this service. So Chase, are you there?
Hey, Jennifer, good introduction. Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
Wonderful. Okay, so we're going to backtrack just a little bit because I know Transmosis is the leading or a leading cybersecurity workforce company. What in the world is a cybersecurity workforce company?
Very good question. Well, that's exactly right. So we're a leading cybersecurity workforce development company is what we call that. We started the company about 6 years ago in Silicon Valley, and it's a really unique model in that it's a for-profit, but we've received now over about $50 million in state and federal grant funding. We started off initially in the training of information technology professionals, but over time, we really honed in around cybersecurity training. And what got us into that about 3 years ago was that we won a large grant to build the nation's first cybersecurity apprenticeship program for the state of California. And that became the nation's first federally registered at the DOL level cybersecurity apprenticeship program. So we got really deep into training, specifically cybersecurity analysts. And so over time, what happened was we developed a really kind of highly scalable virtual security operations center analyst training program that's training security analysts in a virtual manner at scale. And this was before COVID. So it turned out to be particularly timely. And this is more of a sidetrack here, but if you look what's happening in the security operations center world, a lot of those are very expensive operations to run, especially from a physical and logistics point of view and with personnel. All that world is incredibly disrupted now because of COVID. All those SOCs have to now move and become virtual SOCs. Mm. And that's a trend that's starting right now. We were way out ahead of that inadvertently just through our parent company training model. So we now have in place a highly scalable virtual security analyst model that is state and federally funded, which is even more exciting. So what that means is we have ongoing sources of capital that help us train security analysts, which I think many of the people listening know that that is the number one gap in our workforce today across all industries. You just can't fill those jobs. Mm-hmm. And that includes government, military, et cetera, who we also supply to. So that's the parent company. That's what got us deep into this space. And I can just maybe segue, Jennifer, if you like, into how that created CyberOps.
Exactly. That was going to be my next question. Okay, so you're seeing what's happening in the world. You're pivoting to more of a little bit of a different SOC model. And then where does CyberOps fit into this whole picture?
Yeah, well, what really happened at Transmosis, what's happening actually right now at Transmosis is that we have really honed in around building security analysts and rapidly virtually training them, providing them experiential learning, live learning environments, and then deploying them. Either they're getting jobs on their own or they're actually coming into our CyberOps service. So that's a really unique differentiator for what we're doing because a lot of these cybersecurity companies, they're great, but they typically start with raising money and building a new technology or a new approach, basically a new technology. And we come at this from really thinking all the time about how do you build a highly trained security analyst? And those are, those are hard people to find. So we've got a model that builds that at scale. So with that said, in doing that, about a year and a half ago, in getting really deep into the cybersecurity world, we realized that one of the most vulnerable and underserved markets today are micro businesses. And it's really important to clarify what that means. In the enterprise cybersecurity world, and you know this pretty well, so a lot of our listeners here, small business or SMB very misleading. You know, in the enterprise space, a small business or the SMB, you know, a small customer or a SMB to Palo Alto Networks is a 300 to 500 person company, right? Mm-hmm. The SBA, federal level, classifies a small business as under 500. So and that's where the majority of the market lives, is at the enterprise level or down to SMB. So a small customer, like I said, 200 to 300 person company to a Palo Alto Networks or a Symantec or what have you. In looking at that, we realized that there's an incredibly underserved opportunity at the micro business level, which we define as typically being under 50 or 100 employees or under 50 or 100 endpoints. They are the most vulnerable. They are the number one target for cyber criminals today. And inversely, they are the least protected. We all know why they're the least protected. There's so few solutions that service that market. The SMB enterprise solutions that are there are hard to purchase. They're basic, generally speaking, they're six figures, they're expensive. Mm-hmm. And so that whole market is wide open. We're talking, you know, 5 to 10 million micro businesses that are, and in most cases, don't have any security in place at all. Or the micro business owner is under the false impression that Norton or McAfee antivirus are going to protect them, mm-hmm. which is absolutely crazy.
Yes.
So what we did with that thesis, we went out and built CyberOps. And CyberOps is particularly unique for two reasons. One is it's effectively a managed detection and response platform. So it's an AI, machine learning driven MDR, and we can talk more about that. And it's a very unique piece of technology that we're utilizing. So it's an enterprise class technology software platform that we're providing to this micro business segment. But as or more importantly is we run and what manages that platform, we run a live virtual 24/7 security operations center. Mm-hmm. Of course, manned by the very analyst that the parent company is training, which is highly scalable, completely virtual. And that is really key because you really rarely see an enterprise. I mean, what we're talking about, and you know this world really well, so do the listeners. You know, when you add MDR with SOC as a service and these types of technologies, that's generally an SMB product or above. I mean, that's an enterprise class service. It's, as we talked about earlier in the show, it's expensive, right, to run a SOC, especially some of these physical SOCs where a lot of that lives. So that's why that's been out of reach historically for the micro business. We're particularly unique in that we combine all of that, and we also disrupt the way it's deployed. We deploy primarily through the channel, but we make it easy to deploy. We make it easy to partner with us. And most importantly, we make it easy for the micro business to get protected. So in a nutshell, what's happening is basically you are picking up a micro business in working with us is now essentially picking up a completely remotely managed cybersecurity protection service with a complete 24/7 live security operations center watching their ass, if you will, 24/7. That's something you just do not see happening at this at that micro business level.
So let's go back to MDR. So you said it's a managed detection and response platform. I'm familiar. It seems like everybody has a different definition of what MDR is and which clients it's right yep. for. So how do you deliver an MDR service? Who do you think which of the clients need MDR? So kind of a two-part question.
Yeah, well, first of all, like I said, there's a lot of different ways to define. I'll kind of give you our definition. I think it's kind of industry standard. But like I said, generally speaking, our understanding when you're defining an MDR typically means kind of a next generation threat detection platform that's married to a security operations center or SOC as a service. That's obviously something that's pretty common in the SMB and the enterprise category, and certainly becoming more common as the importance of having live security analysts. Mm-hmm. Basically what's happening is you've got live security analysts that are manning artificial intelligence driven detection platforms. And so that gives you a double whammy of protection, right? Because you have AI and machine learning on the front end. In fact, Google just announced something today about their security suite for enterprise. That's AI and ML driven, you know, using the VirusTotal acquisition, if you recall that. Mm-hmm. So that's a trend happening already, where a lot of these threat detection platforms are moving towards becoming AI and machine learning driven. That gives you some really unique advantages in terms of looking at unusual behaviors that you don't typically see, kind of looking at those, scoring those, quarantining those. But what happens is when you marry that AI threat detection to live analysts, you get kind of a double whammy because you have the machine learning on the front end that's looking for anomalous behaviors, and you have a live security operations center and team or analyst that's also basically manning that platform, and then using all that, of course, to protect the small business owner, the micro business owner. So that's the framework. How we define it, like I said, MDR and R, you know, the way we describe it is, like I said, this combination. In our point, in our case, it's a next generation endpoint detection and response platform that's got these AI and machine learning capabilities, behavior analysis, et cetera. So it's, the software itself is next generation. It's also a next gen antivirus. It's also a SIEM. It's components of vulnerability management. Of course, it's a live security operations center. And again, like I said, all of that is kind of rolled up. We call it MDR. And I think when you define it that way and you look at this market, you generally don't see that really at all in this micro business segment. This has been historically not a market focus for these companies. And also, generally speaking, you know, priced out of reach. They're not able to offer it at a low enough cost. And also, it's extremely difficult to get this in front of micro business owners, right? Because a lot of micro business owners don't even know that they're not protected, and they think that they are if they're running like Norton or McAfee. So there's a lot of education as it relates to explaining this to the micro business owner. But as soon as they understand that, it's really scary. And we all know the stats related to, I mean, they're literally the number one target for cyber criminals today. Ransomware is up like 700% since COVID. The whole work from home thing, which we designed the service for from the beginning, ironically, mm-hmm. another advantage that we have is that we were designing this. If you think about the micro business owner, 20-person company, right? You know, many of them work from home before COVID. They were, mm-hmm. they're a flexible business owner. They're bringing their laptop everywhere. So we actually designed this to address the office and the home environment prior to COVID. That's giving us another advantage. And I think partly explaining why we're getting strong pickup in the channel.
So before we talk about the strong pickup in the channel, I'm curious if you have any good stories from in the trenches, because obviously you are seeing threats and vulnerabilities in the small business world that just never seem to make it into the news. So you have a story or two that you can tell us that maybe will make our hair stand up on end, or maybe just entertain us a little bit?
Well, can't disclose specific ones, but you know, generally speaking, I would just say these stories are ongoing, meaning the volume of attacks, potential attacks, cyber criminals kind of knocking at the doorstep, if you will. When you roll out and you have a SOC that is attached to this AI and machine learning driven platform, it gets really scary when you look at the amount of activity, especially now in this work from home world that we're in. And, you know, you have these cyber criminals and organized groups, obviously, that are just constantly running around and sniffing out networks, knocking on your door, checking for port openings, et cetera. And what's, I guess, generally speaking, I would answer that, Jennifer, by saying, you know, and I'm, you know, we've seen this happen in the last, call it 6 months. It's really quite unnerving to see the volume of increased potential attacks to work from home users, to small businesses. And you read about this a lot, but it's not just a story here. It's real. It is truly an inevitability that it is only a matter of time before effectively almost everyone has some type of cyber attack, in particular, potentially a ransomware event. So a specific one, for example, like one of our clients, their computer literally what almost took down their entire this company's network. But they had been infected at one endpoint. And what's really kind of unique here is that the software will actually auto-quarantine before it even gets to the analyst. So there's all these kind of upfront. But what happens is you auto-quarantine that. And with our security operations center, what's super cool there, not to be too self-promotional, is you have a live analyst that's watching the company that's sitting on top of the software. So after you auto-quarantine, we were able to basically run a complete fix, eliminate the threat, restart the computer all before, we had this great, we're going to put up on our site actually, all before the employee woke up the next morning. Mm. Now, that also, of course, requires that, you know, the small business owner or the MSP is comfortable with us operating in that capacity, but most of them are, because that is the entire point of the service, is to be the fully outsourced cybersecurity team. Think of all this like IT outsourcing that's been so common, right? With all, again, many of the MSPs listening today. Same concept, except we're the fully outsourced security team with this, like I said, this 24/7 ops center.
So this is a pretty compelling reason for needing this service, even though it's not new in the security world. It's fairly new to the channel. So what are you seeing as far as adoption in the channel, inside of the channel?
Yeah, so here's what's really unique. It's very well said. It's unique for the market segment. That's what we're finding. So if we just went out and said, hey, we're this really cool AI machine learning driven MDR with a SOC and we're in the SMB space, it'd be like, oh, yawn, right? It'd be a lot of yawns. Mm-hmm. There's tons of that out there. I mean, there's cool stuff, but there's just a lot of it, a lot in the enterprise space. What is, I believe, primarily driving this rapid adoption in the channel across master agents, MSPs, SSPs, IT consulting firms, ISVs, VARs, et cetera, is that this market hasn't been serviced with an enterprise class service like this especially at a flexible install and flexible price and low price point. It just hasn't existed, literally. And certainly a 24/7 SOC for a 10 person company, think about that, a completely live analyst center that is monitoring a 10 person company. I mean, it just didn't exist. So I think that's really what's driving this rapid adoption, is that there's so much opportunity because there's so many micro businesses that are unprotected today. And so a lot of it just takes time. There's marketing. You have to explain to the micro business owner the importance of this, because like I said, there's a lot of people just sitting around thinking that I'm cool with my McAfee and we're okay, you know, but they're running a $5 million business and they have no idea what's coming, and it's mm-hmm. coming, and it's non-exaggeration. And so, and there are other players that are headed our way. There's a couple other startups that I think are, you know, have the same vision around us. And I think some of the bigger guys are eventually going to make their way. They're kind of making their way into the SMB side of this with SOC as a service and AI driven MDR platforms. But like I said, big guys really are not there in this segment. It's really more of a startup activity. And it's really very Wild West, if you will. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I hate to play the skeptic, and I certainly don't want to be lumped in with the end user who says, oh, I've got this modem that my internet service provider gave me, and I have this off-the-shelf antivirus, so I'm really good, right? So I don't want to be lumped in with that end user, but if we've got an MSP listening who has built a solid security stack with some type of endpoint detection and response, like a next-gen solution, they're covering email, they're covering a firewall, maybe they even have a SIEM solution, why should they layer MDR into the mix?
Yeah. Well, here's what's interesting, actually, is that when we initially enter the market, the assumption, which so far has been correct, is that this is typically, we're designed for MSPs that are not offering a security service, and of course for the micro business owner that doesn't have any security, right? So that was the general thesis that so far has proven correct. It was just in that there's a huge market. But we've also discovered that there, like you just said, there's these MSSPs, then there are players there, of course, lots of good MSSPs with a variety of different components, like you said, in the stack. And some of them are actually servicing the small or micro business segments. And what we're finding there, this was unanticipated, was that the combination of all the different products that I just mentioned, what we're seeing, again, in the last 6 months, is that a lot of those MSSPs, for example, they've got a great security stack. Like you said, they got five different vendors they got to manage. That is a royal pain in the butt. So we're finding that. And they also typically don't have a 24/7 SOC. You just don't see that, like I said, at the smaller micro business level. So we're finding that we're winning deals among these MSSPs that have an existing stack because they can consolidate four or five different services within us at about the same price point that they're paying, plus add, like, of course, the 24/7 security operations center. And also, we can offload all that work. So our whole existence is not to give the MSP more alerting and give the small business owner more alerting. It's to take all of that off their shoulders. We want to absorb all of that through our scaled SOC. And so that's what I think we're seeing. We have relevancy there among existing MSPs and MSSPs who already have an existing security stack. So that's something we didn't anticipate. That's something we've noticed here in the last few months.
So good stuff. The other thing that I noticed on your website, you've got quite a few accolades. You've been featured on Fox and NBC, Yahoo Finance. So tell me a little bit about what the buzz is in the greater marketplace, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, not to keep repeating the same story again, but that's really, I think, what's so unique here. Like I said, if we were bringing this type of service, which you know, in and of itself is very valuable to SMBs and enterprises, I mean, I think we'd be getting traction there regardless, but it's why you're seeing those accolades, and I think why we're getting a healthy buzz and channel adoption is this uniqueness of the market segment. And I'm not suggesting that it's easy, because otherwise there'd be a million, it'd already be developed, right? There wouldn't be an opportunity. And like I said, there's a lot of education and marketing required, which, by the way, we're particularly good at. That's my background. We built a big digital marketing and advertising company prior to this in Silicon Valley. So we also have kind of a cutting edge approach there, because that's what a lot of this is. It's really explaining to the micro business owner the importance of this. And you know, a lot of people don't think about that until they're hacked. And that's, you read all the stories and you guys have written about them, and you don't think it's going to happen until it happens to you. But now the scale with COVID and the acceleration of these attacks and also ransomware as a service and these organized groups, it is truly an inevitability. And that's what a lot of business owners truly, really don't understand. So that's really half of our job is educating them to help them understand so we could prevent that from happening, you know, before it happens. Mm-hmm. And with that said, as an example, Jennifer, something I didn't mention is think about also that when you have a security operations center protecting a micro business through a platform like this, we're able to do proactive threat hunting and honeypotting. So think about like a 10-person company. Our team is literally out setting traps for cyber criminals. You don't see that at a micro business. So you give a chance to talk to a small business owner and they hear that, it's really compelling. Mm. And when they understand that is, you know, 50x order of magnitude more powerful than running an antivirus solution, I think everybody gets that. So I think that's a part of the reason why we're seeing this.
That's great.
I think you also asked about kind of what's coming next.
I was going to say that's pretty cutting edge. So yeah, what is coming next? What's around the corner if you're able to share that?
Yeah, I want to tease it too, because it's actually coming out about the time that this podcast comes out. And so I know everyone always is like, hey, we have a cool new product feature coming out. And everyone's like, okay, yeah, whatever. But in this case, it shows you what I'm going to illustrate, shows you our CyberOps philosophy. So instead of coming out and saying, hey, we just added a new SIEM product, or right, we just added a new technology solution for the micro business owner. Honestly, most of them barely have IT backgrounds, a lot of them. They could care less. It means nothing. So to show you kind of the way we think about this market and potential solutions is we will be bundling with all of our cyber ops services and platforms, cyber liability insurance coverage with every plan. Mm-hmm. That moves the needle. That really matters to a micro business owner, because if you think about marketing to business owners, everyone's saying we have the best protection. We've got the, you know, even with the 24/7 SOC, something's going to get through. Yeah, that is a statistic inevitability. So what really matters there is what's the fail safe? Mm. And so we're going to be announcing a really large a partnership with one of the world's largest insurance companies, where we are going to be bundling in and all of our platform services, all levels of cybersecurity insurance coverage and protection, all the way up to 7 figures. And that, by the way, interestingly enough, cybersecurity liability insurance is the fastest growing category of commercial insurance today. Mm-hmm. It's historically, again, just like enterprise software platforms, it's historically been growing at the enterprise level and now into the SMB category. And I think we're going to literally be one of the first rolling this out to the micro business segment.
Fascinating. What an interesting way of approaching it. We just took this MDR solution that's really the multi-tool of the MSP and MSSP's toolbox. We took a multi-tool and then we added yet one more layer into it. So fascinating approach. Very, very fun. I appreciate you sharing that with us. All right, Chase, cool. We're almost out of time. So if someone wants to reach out to you, learn more about what you're doing in the channel, learn more about the MDR solution, what's the best way for them to reach you?
I think simplest is just transmosis.com, as it sounds. It's transmosis.com.
Fabulous.
Probably the easiest.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I know this took us a bit of time to get on the calendar, but it sounds like the timing may be just right for you as you're rolling out this new exciting feature. So we'll get in coordination, make sure this all drops at the right time. And I just want to thank you for your time. This has been a pleasure.
Yeah, Jennifer, great job. Enjoyed being on.
Awesome. Thank you.
To learn more about how you can become a cybersecurity hero for your clients, request your hero assessment today. MSPSalesRevolution.com/hero.